keep the government's hands off my military base. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Try this experiment. Google Pentagon base cuts, and you'll get articles from news outlets all over the country about how local lawmakers are preparing to defend the local military base from being cut. You'll read that Massachusetts lawmakers urged the Pentagon to re-examine its decision to cut Otis Air National Guard Base on Cape Cod. You'll read that in Missouri, according to local officials, the Pentagon would actually have to spend more money if they closed the bases they plan to close there. Same thing with bases in Battle Creek, Michigan, and Spokane, Washington. Even budget hawks, who question every penny of federal spending, will go before reporters to explain how cutting the local military base would castrate America. Until last month, it got so bad that the Pentagon officially gave up trying to save the money, at least this time around. It'll try again in 3 years. And states are already spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on studies full of rock-solid figures to show why it can't be done then either. But it occurs to me, this could be where the Tea Party gets its mojo back. You've got a 3-year lead time. Do your own studies, write your own reports, and in 3 years, show up at the next round of hearings with rock-solid arguments from patriotic Americans in favor of closing unnecessary bases. It'll take guts to go up against a congressman testifying that if you close his base, the terrorists win. But if we're serious, it has to be done. And we are serious, right? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.